Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast, currently featuring picks and analysis for Gulfstream Park by Mike from MHJ Picks. Hey folks, going to push through today's pod rather quickly just to get through some things, putting it out a little late. But you know how it goes with the day job sometimes. So looking at race one, and we are on January 15th. My top choice is going to be number four, Con Permiso, with Jose Ortiz, Antonio Sano. This horse is a 10-time maiden and actually ran second last out. Has kind of been improving. So I think today should be the day, kind of a quick turnaround. Adds the Lasix, but this is one of those classic Sano type winners. Second choice is going to be number eight, Sadio Victor Barboza, with Edgar Zayas in the mount, coming off a little bit of a layoff, is gelded, should improve as well. As you can see, I think this race is pretty open. Number six, Awesome Beach, is my third choice. Has had some really tough trips. Definitely the horse has some potential to do something, I think, has run well despite bad trips. So definitely one to consider, in your exotics here and potentially on top. Number 10, Try Me. Hard to ignore Irad Ortiz right now. Oscar Gonzalez is the trainer. This horse showed, of course, a big improvement to the second start and actually finished ahead of my top choice winner. But I'm just looking for an improvement more so on the top choice winner. Or top choice pick, and but that doesn't mean number 10 is not somebody that should be thought lightly of. If you want to go really deep on your ticket, I would throw in number 5, Mindship Q. But for sure, I would go 4 deep here. This is a tough race and wide open for a torpedo. I just don't particularly like any of them that much. Race number 2, I'm going to go with number 5, Corlieri. Or Coilery as my top choice. So this horse is a torpedo, 20-1 on the morning line. We get Joe Bravo over Ken Sweezy. Had some improvement in position last time. Actually, no, I'm looking at the wrong running line here, wrong horse. But this horse, what I like about this horse is I think the efforts, there's some tough trips. I think he's learned some things. He's a 5-year-old that's only raced twice, so I think there's obviously some kind of issues going on, but it just looks like a perfect kind of torpedo play here for a horse that could just break out and surprise these other folks. None of these horses are fantastic in this race. So number one is dropping down even further down the ladder. Give Me Some Mo for Todd Pletcher will be heavily bet and is the likely favorite. So I can't argue with that horse if you want to go more logical than my torpedo. Number 7 also is a logical, dropping down from special weight into claiming company for Paco Lopez. This horse has actually run well in maiden special weight, just hasn't got the win, so they're looking to make that happen. You want to go a little bit deeper. Number 9 is coming off a brief layoff, same level but over from Churchill Downs for Brian Lynch, Jose Ortiz, and the name of the horse is Augusta Melody. So again, I'm going kind of the illogical choice here. Just because I see some room for improvement and a potential breakout race third out. Sweezy does some good things with horses, not very well known. I think that could be a nice price right there. Race number 3, top choice is going to be number 1, Ask Bailey, Mike Maker, and Luis Saez. These guys make a pretty good duo. This horse is, running all kinds of classy races, graded stakes. Has always put forth a good effort. I think today should show that class. Second choice is going to be probably heavily bet number 2, Bacchanalia. Also a nice horse. Needs to get back in form. Maybe the break will have done it for this horse. You don't want to leave this horse off your ticket by any means, but you are going to pay a premium for Chad Brown and Irad Ortiz. Third choice here, number 6, No Way Jose, Eddie Keneally. Just got this horse off of Roger Etfeld in April. So hasn't raced this horse in a while. Has been working steady. This horse has some talent. So I think could make an effort here that, depending on how these other two go, at least this guy can get in on the under action. Race number four, I'm looking to number one, One-Eyed Jack for Todd Pletcher, dropping further down the claiming ladder. This horse isn't a typical Pletcher horse here, especially at this level. So just probably looking to dump the horse. Going turf to dirt is an angle I do like for Pletcher. Seems to do well with that. And this horse just looks to be faster than the other ones here. Number five is going to be my second choice, and that's Nimble Beast, Kelly Breen. Just faced winners first time last out and is bumping up. I don't know that he's fast enough, but with a poor effort by number one, he definitely could get things done. Number four, Tis Light the Way, is my third choice. And if you want to go a little bit deeper, look at number six, Ranger Up. Let's move on to race five. Wide open affair here. Maiden claimers on the turf going a mile. Anything can happen here. So I'm going to go Torpedo with my top choice. And that is number eight, Panati, Jeremiah O'Dwyer with John Velasquez. This horse has run the trip, has room to improve, and I think we'll definitely show some improvement today. Really like the price. Doubt I'll get that, but looking for a big effort here from Panati. Number nine, Bertranda, is my second choice. Not quite a Torpedo, but 8-1 on the morning line. Same kind of situation. This horse has been running well, drops a little bit, looks to be ready for another improvement and a prime effort with Kenny McPeak and Julian Leperoux. Torpedo choice number three is my third choice. Frankie's Girl from Paco Lopez and Carlos Perez stretching out here. May show some improvement. Lost to a next out winner in the debut, so I think there's some definite room for improvement. You got to look at number seven, Conventional Wisdom, Chad Brown, Tyler Gaffleone on the first timer. Number 10, Very Savvy, Safi Joseph and Zayas is a nice horse. Number two, Money for Row, Brian Lynch and Jose Ortiz is somebody you got to look at. And I think you could even make a case for old number 11, Pletcher and Ortiz. So this is a definite spread race, but I'm going to try to go for the Torpedoes here rather than the big names, just because I think those horses are ready to make a good effort. Race number six, I'm looking at the sixth horse as the top choice, Pletcher and Saez. Nocturnal is the name of the horse. Hasn't run since March. Pletcher is 25% on layoffs of this ilk. Lost on debut to a next out winner named Dr. Post, who, if you remember, had some impressive races. This horse should get things done today. His speed was pretty impressive that first time out, and anything close to that, he will dominate this race. Second choice, number seven, Brazilianaire, and not just because I like the name. I think that is a very clever and cool name, but this is a Chad Brown horse off of Bullet Work, ready to make an impact. Third choice, we're going to go up to number one, which is also a Pletcher horse with Irad Ortiz. This horse has gotten a lot of buzz, named Bold Agenda, $700,000 purchase, so this horse should be ready to go also. I just think number six is the prime candidate here in race six. Race seven, I'm also going to go top choice with the six-horse subsidiary, Robert DeBona, Luis Saez, first off the claim, 30% angle for DeBona, so Saez could have himself a natural daily double. Number seven, Got Glee, is my second choice, Claceris and Lopez. This horse should be early speed, and let's see if she can hold on. Five furlong race, I'm just going to just go all out, I think, and see what happens. Number two, Phytris, is one that's coming off of a win and dropping slightly. Here at Gulfstream, this horse has raced a little bit everywhere. Definitely got to consider with Irad on the mount. Is facing a little tougher. I think, even though class-wise it looks like a cheaper race, I think these horses are a little bit better what he faced or she faced that last time. So one as a favorite barely last time. I think today does have a chance at winning again. I'm going to look elsewhere on top first. And then number five will be my fourth choice, Aficionado. Imisael Jaramillo and Juan Avila. This is a nice runner. We got first off the claim, putting the blinkers on. So let's see if that helps this horse stay focused on the front end. I think they're going to kind of change tactics just a little bit instead of keeping them too far back. I think they're going to put them really tight on this race, but we'll see. Moving on to race number 8, another one I consider pretty wide open. It's a 62.50 claimer, so of course anything can happen. I'm going to go to number 8 as my top choice, Katniss Can, Vaughn Hurd, and Luca Panici. So not often I'm going to have 5% trainer and 6% jockey combined together on my top choice. But this horse is dropping, has, you know, some speed figures that look like they should be competitive with this group. And therefore, I'm going to go here on my top choice. Don't see any listed workouts. Also kind of weird, but, I just think the improving buyer trend right now, horse is in good form, ready to fire. Number 6 is my second choice, Twinkies and Turnips. Larry Bates, Paco Lopez, nothing wrong with this horse. If we were going 5 furlongs on turf, I think this horse would probably be a top choice in this field. But considering we're going dirt and, a little bit further gives me some hesitation. But this horse is a nice horse, fits here in this race. Number 12, Gallant Jack, Jose DeAngelo, Edgar Zayas is probably going to be your favorite on the drop. Had a nice win at Gulfstream West and disappointed last out. We get second off. I'm not sold on this horse, but I can't ignore it. It's a weak field, and this horse has done well at the level. Number 10, Lalali is one I think you should give a look at, as well as number 5, Leo's Diamond. But again, probably a spread race here. We've had a lot of 5 out of 6s, 4 out of 5 type races. This would be the contender here to do that to us again. So think about that as you construct your tickets. Race number 9, number 6 is my top choice, Texas Rule, Brian Lynch, Julian Leperoux, taking a huge drop in class. Really was racing at a level that was too much for this horse, but I think this horse can still be competitive here and make things happen. Number 4, Cowardly Act, is my second choice. We get Paco Lopez and Anthony Cordarolo coming off of a win, the maiden win, which was also on turf. So that's a good sign. Looking at number 6, I should have mentioned, had raced twice in the slop. One was taken off turf, but did win on debut on turf. Third choice here is going to be number 2, Long Beach Kid, Kathleen O'Connell, Tyler Gaffalione. They're actually a pretty good, solid 20% combination together. This horse is a win and a second place finish. Definitely figures. I wouldn't argue if you put this horse on top, nor the 3 horse, Mr. Leonardo for Antonio Sano. This horse is coming off the maiden win, an impressive maiden win. I'm sorry, no, wrong one. Coming off of a claiming win, and then went into an optional claimer at 75,000 and didn't do well at all, hit the gate, just terrible race for that horse. So I'm going to make this horse my 4th choice, but I could see putting him on top. In the finale, we got a maiden special weight, a pretty solid finale. I think it's pretty open, but I'm going to go number 12, Christophe Clement, and Tyler Gaffalione on number 12, Ocean Air. Coming off a long layoff, but off of a bullet work. This horse should be fired up. I'll be interested to see how the ride goes with such a poor post, not having the early speed. Looking at number 10, Take Charge Row is my 2nd choice. This horse has front-end capabilities. We all know that that's a good thing to have, especially from the outside on these races at Gulfstream. 3rd choice, Lady Rosalie. Going to go with a bit of a surprise, a bit of a price, but this horse is a 13-time maiden. Has always been in the mix. I think is a solid horse, and with a good pocket kind of trip here, could get it done. Other two to think about are number 8, Le Indiscreet, Barkley tag Luis Saez, off of Bullet Work. And then number 7, it's just always hard to leave Chad Brown off. This horse is coming off a lengthy layoff, but he's 28% of such layoffs. This is a horse that they had high hopes for. Just hasn't got it done. Has raced against some good ones. Could come out here today and just dominate. Or could just be getting to work before the next big race comes out. So hope you find some of this information useful. Again, it was a quick podcast. I'm going to be traveling this weekend. I don't know that I'll be getting any pods out. I'm going to try to put the picks out, but some nice races. So I do want to get picks out there if possible. Best of luck to you. Thanks for listening, and we'll hopefully be back on the air soon.